Welcome everyone back to the Dark Forest. If you have a scary story you would like to submit, email it to me at zackbabytv@gmail.com. A shout out to my channel members and patrons, as you guys are what keep this thing rockin'. Now, it's time to get spooky around this campfire. This story takes place in the backcountry of the area that I grew up in. Be warned, some of this might be frightening for some. Listener discretion is advised. So back in 2019, I remember there being a big uproar of unknown creatures roaming the forest, like Bigfoot and Skinwalkers. But this story isn't about them. This story is about probably one of the scariest things I have ever heard about. The Wendigo. A few months after one of my friends, Jacob, mentioned this big uproar, I went to go see him since I had been away enlisted in the United States Marines. I got back after being discharged, and one of the first things I did was go to see him. We were having a good old time, and he brought up the idea of going out to this little hangout spot his now ex-girlfriend took him to when they wanted to get away for a few hours. So I decided, why not? So I grabbed my gun and we went out to this extremely secluded area and started messing around on the old dock that was there. It had been pretty much forgotten about by the looks of it, poorly maintained, and some boards were almost completely rotted through. So about 30 minutes into our shenanigans, Jacob brought up the topic of the Wendigo. The name sounded a little scarier even for me. Curious, I asked him about it. He said that if you went into the woods and said Wendigo 3 times, you would come across the scariest looking thing you have ever seen. Me calling him bluff, I told him to prove it. To this day, I wish I hadn't. We started walking on this little path that leads deep into the thick woods close to the Alabama state line. We walked for maybe 20-ish minutes and decided that we were in a good spot. I feel it's worth knowing that it had been raining over the past couple of days, so the ground was completely saturated with water. I turned to Jacob, and he dares me to do it. I stood there, in complete silence. The rest of the forest was almost silent as well, besides the tall pines swaying in the wind high above our heads. Reluctantly, I slowly started to say it. Wendigo. 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 Then, nothing happened. I let out a sigh of relief at the fact that nothing happened. One thing about me and Jacob's friendship is that we loved it when one of us proved each other wrong about something. In our friendship of 10 years, I think it was one of the first times I had proven him wrong in anything. We started to talk a little bit of crap at each other back and forth, when we heard a noise in the distance. Me still having the reflexes as I had in the Marines, I immediately snapped forward the direction of the noise, that were just then turning into noises. I started to move closer to the noises, and then shortly after, we saw a few coyotes running across the path about 30 feet in front of us. I breathed another sigh of relief, but that relief didn't last long since I knew something was up. I didn't know what was up at first, but I just knew it was time for me and Jacob to leave. As we turned to leave the woods, all of a sudden, a tall pine tree started to groan and creak as it started to come down. Noticing this, and in the moment of pure instinct, I shoved Jacob forward, and the tree came falling down through the rest of the branches and landing right in between us. Jacob let out a cry of terror as the tree landed, and I hopped the tree to get to him. I could feel his heart pounding like a drum as I grabbed him by his shirt and yanked him to his feet. He was still terrified and still practically crying as I screamed at the top of my lungs, "Move, Jacob! Frickin' move now!" I spun him around really hard, causing him to fall on his knees. I quickly got him up and we both started to sprint down the path back in the direction we came. I didn't dare look back, neither did Jacob. I was sprinting through the woods when a familiar sound came from behind me.
"Jacob, Jacob, come quick!
It was the sound of Jacob's younger sister, Olivia. He turned and tried to get past me. The whole time he was screaming, Olivia! I stopped him and said, Jacob, look at me. It's not her. Do you hear me? It's not her. Just then, another pine tree started to buckle. I saw it just in time to tackle Jacob down to the ground as both of us were nearly crushed. I screamed at Jacob once more.
Go! Get out of here! Go now!
As I was screaming that, I pulled my gun out of my waistband and aimed it down the trail in the direction from whence we came. Jacob made it to the opening of the trail and turned back and noticed that I was still aiming the gun down the trail.
Bradley, get out of there! Come on, hurry!
I turned and started sprinting towards him. As I made it into the clearing a good 50 feet, I turned and me and Jacob both saw it. The thing we had ushered into showing itself. The Wendigo. It stood about 9 feet tall on its hind legs. There was practically no meat on its bones. It had really skinny legs and even skinnier arms. Its skin, a pale white, almost like a vampire's. But the thing I noticed the most about it were the eyes. A vibrant blue, almost like a lightsaber blue for those who have seen Star Wars. Having had enough fear, I raised my gun and fired at the Wendigo. Jacob, not sticking around to see if I'd killed it, turned and ran towards the car. I turned and did the same thing as he passed me. That was my first experience with this so-called Wendigo. And I pray, almost every night, I never have to encounter something that terrifying again.
I am indigenous to Canada, raised spiritual and intrigued by myths and lores as told from my elders. I have a few of them to tell, but I will tell the most personal for now. I was visiting friends, and we decided to have some drinks while watching hockey and talking crap about each other. We were making our ancestors proud, and the game's over. We decided to get more booze after we ran out. So we contact a bootlegger and the hangout evolves into a party. As the party goes on, more people start falling asleep, or more like passing out here and there. I find myself as the last person standing. It's late, very dark and quiet outside. I contemplate about walking home, or I forgot to mention that I live on a reservation in the mountains. Anyways, I'm walking, and I made it a ways, and I get a call out of nowhere which spooks me. I pick it up, and it's another party opportunity which is about 2 kilometers past my home. I decide, well, let's go till dawn. So I walk and suddenly I begin to feel the hairs on the back of my neck start to stand. I hear dogs going crazy in the distance, and I think, oh no, I hope whatever it is, bear, puma, wolves, doesn't cross my path. I have no weapons to protect myself, and my senses are really dulled from the drinking. I continue anyways. I made it to the party okay, and walk up the steps and gain some relief. I open the door and people are laying and talking on the couch and started cheering at my presence. I leave the door open to air it out as the host's request. So I'm talking and cracking jokes as this door is open. Then, a sight that instantaneously sobers me up meets my gaze. I don't know what you would call this thing. It was tall, skinny, with a pale bluish skin and long fingers and limbs. Its face looked gaunt and peeling from rigor mortis. Its eyes were dark and piercing right at you like daggers. It was human-like and extremely agile as it jumped off the deck no problem. Another thing as I met its gaze. It had a sudden look on its face, like I had caught it as it was just about to pounce on me. I freaked everyone out as I hollered loudly at it and shut the door quickly. I kept thinking, maybe this thing was stalking me all the way to this party and why I had all these weird feelings. I never felt more scared in my life. Now I never walk alone at night. I was told by an elder that I encountered a lost spirit, someone who took their own life and looking for a vessel and attention. When we drink alcohol, our spirits run away from our physical and attract spirits like moose meat to a wolf. Very sobering, but for some reason, I want to attract more of this activity and record it. Crazy, eh? Anyways, I hope you liked it. This actually happened to me. I will never forget a face like that. I have more stories if more people are willing to listen. Thanks for listening. I'm 37, 36 at the time of the encounter, and have always been interested in the paranormal. I've had a couple of encounters, experiences that don't quite fit this sub, so I'll post those elsewhere. I would like to backtrack for a moment and emphasize that interested in the paranormal does not mean an outright believer. I'm certainly open to it, but more often than not, I'll enter a situation with an agnostic attitude and instantly develop one of skepticism once I start assessing and evaluating everything. That being said, I do love a good mystery, and don't think for a moment that people who believe in such things are lying or stupid. We all have our reasons for believing what we do. I tried sending this in through voicemail to Monsters Among Us a while ago, but I don't think it ever got aired. Anyways, let's get on with it. I was working 1.5 jobs in 2019. The half was an on-call assistant private investigator, and the main one was a security guard. We mainly did patrols for apartments and a small handful of residential contracts. This particular event took place on 19th Avenue in Camelback, which, if you're from Phoenix, you know it's a pretty shady part of town. The apartments I patrolled were just south of there. They were predominantly low-income tenants, half of which were refugees from all over the globe. The complex was well known in its area for theft, violence, break-ins, drug dealing, and so on. I liked patrolling it because I felt like I was helping people who genuinely needed it, and the vast majority of them were very grateful that I was there. I got to know many of them very well, and we would often talk and shoot the breeze before I had to start my shift. One of the people I talked to was a native guy who I won't name for obvious reasons. He was often on his balcony getting drunk and high, things we were supposed to report. But screw that, as long as you weren't causing any trouble or making a lot of noise, I'm not saying crap about it. And he would usually say hi to me when I arrived on post and we'd talk for a while, then I'd start my shift. Never any real issues with the guy. He liked listening to music, having a few beers and having a smoke or two. Seemed like a nice guy. He had a tattoo on his chest of some Katina dolls, though I have no idea if they play into this encounter or not. Anyways, in the summer of 2019, I was doing my rounds and around 8:30 p.m., I hear him chanting loudly in his native language. I went to go see if he was okay, as he never did this before. When I got there, he was inside, so I kept doing my patrol until I heard it again not long after. I went back to the side of his complex and saw him, his pregnant fiance and his son, which I had never met before, coming down the stairs and looking at me and said, "Hey man, follow me." When I was walking behind them, I saw what looked like a giant knife in his son's hand, but when we got to the parking lot, I could see it was just a very large feather, and his father had two small ones, maybe from a juvenile eagle. When we got to the parking lot, I saw a native woman standing there who I had kicked out earlier for being loud and yelling at a guy who was a roommate of the native tenant. I had seen him before and knew he lived there, but didn't know he was a roommate. I don't remember what they were arguing about at the time, but she had her two sons with her now. 10 years old and maybe a 6-month-old in a stroller. They were going back and forth with each other, and the father and son began taking their feathers and rubbing them on the children's faces while whispering in their native language. The mother flipped the hell out. "Don't you put that frickin' evil thing on my babies, you sick turd. Screw you, get the hell away from my babies." And so on. I was about to step in and tell them to stop, when they stood up and said, in a very guilty voice, "We aren't doing anything to hurt the baby. That's why I even brought the security guard to make sure everything is okay." To which she replied, "He doesn't know what the hell is going on." Truer words have never been spoken. She then says, "If you guys aren't doing anything wrong, then do it on your pregnant fiancé's belly." The dad says, "Okay," and turns to his son to whisper something in his ear, and now it's the kid's turn to flip the hell out. He yells, "You're still freaking evil! I'm half Christian, and I'm not doing that evil crap," etc., and takes off running. The dad and his fiancé yelled at him to come back, and then he takes off after him. I'm stuck there trying to get the lady with the kids to leave, now for their own sake, and then I ran off looking for the dad and son. I didn't find them, so I just assumed they left the property and therefore weren't my problem anymore. Not long after, I saw a fresh blood trail and vomit on the sidewalk and a knife nearby, and walked back over to the native guy's balcony, where I could now see him getting bandaged up by his fiancé due to having a huge gash on his forehead. I called the cops. I hated doing that, but now it was serious. They came. I explained everything that had happened, and they knocked on the door, but there was no answer. They told me that there was nothing they could do, since it was a family issue and the dad that was attacked didn't want to talk to them, which makes sense, I suppose, from their point of view. No charges were ever filed. The next day, I spoke with the manager about the incident. He told me, "Oh, you mean Mike? Not his real name. Man, I've been keeping an eye on him. He moved here after he got out of prison for manslaughter. If any of you are familiar with the process of becoming a skinwalker, you know that one of the big steps to take in order to become one involves murder." I only saw the guy a few more times afterwards, and we never talked about it again, but it was always in the back of my mind whenever I saw him. For the record, I don't personally believe that people could turn into coyotes or have weird magical powers. No disrespect intended to anyone at all. However, I do think that some people think they are capable of such things. Anyways, if someone who is more knowledgeable about these things has any idea, I'd love to hear them. Particularly about the feathers and the Kichana tattoos. I knew a native guy years ago who had a specific tattoo put on him by a family member in case he ever got into prison, so he couldn't be recruited by the Warrior Society, a native prison gang. Think of their version as the Aryan Brotherhood, and always wondered if they had any hand in the whole skinwalker thing in the Southwest. Cheers.